This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Now the situation might become a little bit more tense since we might already have a silent on board. Not to mention that, like, so activating the Emerald Squadron might be a good solution, but I will ask on behalf of the colonies what Prison Baltar has to say about it and ask him to do something.
Wait, who's the silent?
Are you gonna move out of sickbay?
Oh,
Carlo, that's pretty cool. Carlo, probably are you going to move out of sickbay?
Of course, I will move out to the sickbay and go to the communication room first.
Yeah. Oh, so I can take two actions?
Yes.
Yes.
Which means you can
ask President Baltar to do something about the summons.
There's no. Yeah, I think you're best off digging through the quorum deck.
All right.
First.
Yeah.
You might want to play two cards also, or play quorum cards. No, don't forget,
I get extra cards if you play a quorum card.
No, she gets extra cards.
Yeah, okay.
Helps her.
But I was hoping for an arrest order on, you know, the
that's
silent.
That's what
it is. Or yourself.
If you are so inclined.
Ooh.
Wait, because that's your second one. Pull another quorum card before you play that one.
Yeah. No, interesting. That one's interesting.
Okay, so eventually some of these cards have got to be used, right?
Yeah, in fact...
Yeah, but, you know, some of these, what's happening is that they would...
That's not a valid excuse.
They come at an expense of our morale. And I'm not sure we want to do that, so...
I don't
want
to... You brought like 40 of them, so one of them has to be useful.
Yes, one of them has to be useful somewhere down the line.
Well, you know, one of the things that we can do is I think we've had enough evidence within the fleet that we could begin to release some mugshots of some people and try to get some...
I agree.
Some sense of exactly who might be a Cylon out there. So I am going to play...
Okay, I need two political cards.
Yep.
You could pick up some other color as well.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
As in maybe blue or purple to get strategic planning or stuff.
Yeah,
or
green's always nice.
Green and yellow.
Exactly.
Green and a blue.
So, you know,
green and a blue.
The difficulty here, okay, you know, it's like, I want to release the mug shots here. I think this is important. I think we've got a little bit of an awkward situation here. I want to look at one random loyalty card.
And, just choose
but that,
one of your
here's the problem, though. I've got to roll a die, okay? Three or less, lose one morale. Then discard the card. But
I can help with the die roll.
President Baltar choose to examine Emerald King's loyalty card because Emerald King has questionable ethics currently.
Okay, so who?
I want to see Admiral.
Yes, sir.
You can also check out Tori's card.
I like to see the Admiral's card, actually.
All right. Well, for anybody but the president, I would have said no.
But, wait, before you...
You have to roll the die first.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put a... spin on that.
If three or less, lose one.
Hold on. Look at round.
I look at it and then you roll. But yeah.
Roll.
Oh, okay.
Look
at
then roll.
Oh, okay. Look and roll.
So look. He sees it regardless.
Take your time to read it.
Okay.
This is interesting. I, you know, didn't have a chance to actually choose the Admiral to be by my side, and now that I've had a chance to really assess his skill set, I can say that with absolute confidence he is not a Cylon.
What? Oh, okay.
And I can actually say that I understand.
The interesting part was the response of what?
The understanding that he also is not a Cylon. I can also understand why he's pointing the finger at me quite a bit based upon some of what his own, I don't know, personal agendas might hold.
So either they're both Cylons or he thinks he is.
Or the perennial starts with the personal goal, which was the goal of this game. So I succeeded.
I think
even after an hour.
His goal. He has it in part for the president. So I can kind of understand that. So okay.
There's a strategic planning on the role. Oh no! Sorry, that increases the role by. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, we want to increase it. Yeah. It's calculation.
And that was good. That was good.
Yep.
So we do not lose a morale. Yeah. All right.
Nice. So I think that was good. That was well played. Well,
okay, crisis.
Yeah, I'm not willing to look at what just yet though.
Huh? Yeah. Well, you've got a couple.
I have told you before. Silence cannot pronounce the H. So ask. Can you tell me? Are you human? Are you human? Say the word human.
Of course.
No. Say I am human.
I am human.
Now you say it.
Just me, mate. Admiral, I will ask you to kindly take care of this crisis.
Oh dear, I got sleep deprivation. The admiral chooses.
That's what it is.
Can't tell.
Return all undamaged vipers on the game board to the reserves.
That's
then
fine.
Send the current player to sickbay.
Oh, not again.
She was just there.
One morale. Well, I'll give you your chance to reveal your second personal goal. You go into sickbay, and all undamaged vipers are going to the reserves.
Which doesn't really matter
to us.
That's reasonable.
No, that's the logical move to do. Like, we have 6 turns to X on this, so that's not a problem.
Yeah. All right. And then it goes on to Baltar, right?
Because then Baltar's turn.
All right, Baltar.
Baltar. You get 2 political cards.
Do you now understand, by the way, why I wanted
one
somebody
green,
to inspect
one
loyalty card? Yes.
They're right there.
Yeah. I actually think,
Also get a card after the crisis is revealed.
That's any color.
Yeah, and I haven't been doing that also, so that's good, though, to know. All right.
It's hard to remember.
It is hard to remember.
The current player chooses.
It's hard enough for me anyway. But
the skill check, it's kind of easy because you're like,
But, you know, I mean, the bottom line is this. You know, we've spent a lot of time, a tremendous amount of time. I've really thought this guy was a Cylon, and I'm telling you, he is not.
So who is a Cylon?
He's not, and I'm not. And I think it's important as a fleet that we don't focus on who was a Cylon, but instead that we all rally together and actually try to bring this to victory. Because that is the speech that we need at hand. And that helps boost our morale. So,
strategic planning, someone?
How you doing?
Yes, I am planning a strategic planning on the speech.
Yes.
Yay.
This is why I didn't want to discard cards.
This is important so that we can,
not yet.
We can do well. We can be successful here.
Yes, will prevail.
Yay!
Majorly prevail.
Last one, the round.
That's right.
Just
right
now,
you
thank
you.
Come on, you have
trying to continue to serve us justice as president. Yeah.
We'll get there.
All right.
You get to draw one more card.
Keep reaching for that rainbow.
And if you draw another card, she can play it or draw another card.
So
great.
Because
he's in the president's office.
He gets 2 actions.
Yeah, in the president's office.
Wait, why was he exiled?
He's not exiled in the president's office.
No, the first
office thing
would have been to draw the card and then say this.
Oh, okay. He just did it out of order. Okay, right.
So, Alex, green or blue?
Crisis.
Okay,
don't
crisis.
Don't forget to get blue. Your extra blue card.
Well,
yeah,
first,
you have to
reveal it, and then,
right.
And then you get it. So, yeah, that's good to remind me, though, because I've been missing that.
Yeah.
Well, you've only had one crisis so far.
Oh, okay. This is one where the CAG chooses. So I don't even have to choose. I don't even have to read it. So,
but you still get a card.
You still get a card.
I understand. Thank you. I think actually I'm going to take, in this case, red.
Did you check the crisis that needs to be resolved?
Okay. So either we're going to have the base star launch as per the card, and the base star will fire, and raiders will activate, and heavy raiders will activate. Or all of our vipers will return to the hangar deck. And hold up a second, this
but
is worse.
A problem.
Everyone who is in a viper will be sent to the sick bay.
So, we are screwed. There are no vipers out there with no pilots, so the choice is really hard to do.
No, they're sent to the hangar deck, but the problem is
the pursuit track also goes up by one.
And yeah. the pursuit track goes up by one.
It's not.
Oh, I did misread that.
That's going to go up by like six. It's not,
way, yeah, it's the bad. Pursuit track is definitely
going up. Yeah, do you
up
want it to go up by one, or do you
or
want
do
to
you
have
want
like
it
a billion things out there?
Well, I mean, that would trigger the second base star needs to be deployed, so roll a dice.
Come on, not two.
Eight. Right in front of the Galactica. And
still
can
hit it easier
four
when it's right
Cag,
in front of
you have to commit two civilian ships now.
All right.
And they cannot duplicate locations.
But lesser of two evil.
I think so, yeah.
I think so as well. Good move,
Cag.
Alright, so it's Cag.
Valerie Foster.
That's Cag.
Yeah, it's my
it's Cag's
turn.
So, he needs to start escorting.
Well, also, I could use an exile. I will just let you know that.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Sorry. Now that Justin has read my loyalty card, an exile would be good.
Okay, you have succeeded in your... Okay.
So, what I'm going to do is launch myself in a Viper.
Yeah, but you understand what's going on the moment I...
No, yeah, use the fancy
I don't
one
know the exact details, but I assume...
I will
like,
use my CAG action to launch a second Viper there. And then yeah. I will declare a state of emergency costing us...
Well, actually, your CAG action, you get two actions with
that
Viper. You get a second action. You
yes
can launch...
Two actions of this?
Yeah.
Unmanned?
Yeah, you can do two unmanned.
Really?
No, you launch yourself, get another action.
No, I thought it was just...
Oh, it's only one. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought
get,
it was...
Yeah, then he's playing that for the other action.
Okay.
So then I will take another action, which will be to...
What happened to the dial just now?
Yeah, what happened to
we
this?
All get an action because it's a state of emergency.
Action.
So you can play your thing. I can get out. It's for
so
one.
Oh, you play a state
move
of emergency.
An action or just an action?
I'm not a sideline.
Just a move or an action.
What's your goal?
What's your goal?
I got a one distance jump.
A one distance jump?
There
The fleet has made a one distance jump. Yep.
Okay. And now
serious
you're a Cylon.
And now you get a Cylon.
Now you get a Cylon.
What am I doing?
Give
Tari
Foster
those two ended up being Cylons, being
who
the first two to complete
Tari
Foster. What did she do?
You would be happy.
She met a person who had a one distance thing. She had to reveal it. So she spent
an action.
But
at the same time, Carlo being a Cylon is not amazing. It's just fear.
Oh, so this was really good.
Thank you.
Thank that's the highest order of compliment you could think.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
That worked out
that's
nice.
That's very nice.
Huh?
That worked out nice.
Okay,
I'm glad I did that.
Yeah, well, I mean...
No, this will all be key things. This is really well planned.
30 seconds.
Simple. You're
okay.
No, you're not a Salam. This will be Galactica. So.
Okay, so I have two choices for my action. I can repair some more Vipers. Or I can try to get us some fuel.
Oh. Try and get us
fuel.
Ooh.
Trying
us
fuel
oh
is awesome if we have a strategic planning.
I do not have that anymore.
I have a strategic planning.
Yeah.
I'm all over.
Yeah,
there.
That's
I'm
great.
Launch a scout for
the
fuel.
Galactica is enjoying currently a joyride.
Yeah.
Even
I'll say. I'll
so
say
we're looking at three
whoa
or better.
This is very nice.
Yes.
Yay! Plus one fuel! Go humans!
Go humans, that's right.
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna launch myself in one of the nice. Which ones is it? This one?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's one of the shiny ones.
So we'll go over here.
Extraction.
And you can escort it immediately.
Okay, great.
Nice.
Back on my boy, the joyride.
No. Huh, interesting. I will launch two unmanned Vipers.
Oh, you don't have your reveal team?
I need a move and an action to do that. But these are still damaged, so I'll take two of these. There's no more shiny ones, right? No.
Not at the moment.
No.
We'll get them.
Yeah. So I think I'm putting one here and one here. Makes the most sense, I think. And that's it, right?
Yeah. As for myself, I will again get out of the sick bay. Go back to my post.
I'm just waiting.
I'm just going back to
boys.
Shuffling between six
personal
worlds. What?
This is very hard to play with a personal.
This is more fun.
It makes
adds
it
more
very
spice
challenging.
Yeah,
it,
you know,
it adds more spice and more distrust between humans.
I mean, I gotta tell you, you know, it's I have some tough ones.
I like the role play, but this getting in character and complaining all the time gets old.
Okay, let's drop our fast play, fun play.
Okay,
fast play, fun play.
You get one action.
You get one action.
Oh, move
so
or
you
an
can
action.
Also do your thing again.
Okay.
That's like a six card, right?
You should
use the six green.
Hey, you have how many cards?
And it costs.
Keep in mind that has a 10 size of 10, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's okay. Because, again, yeah, I know it's a lot of talk. But what the main point is, we got to win. We got to pull together. And I'm going to cut the inspirational speech short so that we can, again, boost our morale.
Give me two green,
that's important. Can somebody actually...
No. Take two purple.
Now, I need
because
to get
if
a...
if you get a strategic planning, you can play it on it.
I have a strategic planning.
No, but with those.
Okay, give me two purple.
Because nobody has it right now.
I already have it.
No, she already has it.
She says she already has it.
She said that like three times.
Well, now you might have the second one.
You did play it before.
Another one.
But she has another one.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's okay. Let's move on.
Okay, so...
Play it beforehand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, come on.
Yay! I will not kill myself today!
Boosting the morale.
The morale is back to 8. D is looking good.
And you all doubt Baltar and my effective leadership style.
I totally doubt you.
I just helped the morale quite a bit.
So Monk played just a card state of emergency, which allows us to each have
an action
for one food, which was more than worth it right now.
Yeah.
So we can't assume that Monk is not a salon yet.
We can't assume anything.
We can't assume anything with that.
So, okay, here. President chooses, you know, the circle. You must choose another player to receive the presidential title, or the current player is...
executed?
The president, or the current player is executed.
Executed.
Who's the current player?
That would be...
Or the president discards 2 skill cards, then the current player discards 3 skill cards.
I'm actually totally okay with discarding skill cards since I need to. Anyway.
I bet you the title is moving on.
But the title could also move on.
We can also save some skill cards, and like Robert pointed out, he is not a silent. After Baltar woke up, I'm assuming that Foster will become president.
Yes, I would become president after you.
Well, no, he
moves it on.
Yeah, I choose. It says you must choose another player to receive the presidential title.
Yeah. Like, for instance.
Or the current player is executed. Although that's kind of confusing to me, because it says you must choose another player to receive the presidential title. I get that. Or the current player is executed.
So choose one of those two things.
It says,
it's basically a three or.
No.
Yeah. It says, the president discards 2 skill cards and the current player discards 3.
So you basically have 3 choices.
You know, actually, I'm okay with unloading the presidency.
Onto who as much?
I'm actually okay with that.
Because, you know, as much as I badger you, I am feeling that you're not a Cylon at the moment.
At the moment.
Or the current player is executed. You're kind of worried about that, aren't you?
Yeah. The execution.
I'm not. So, I would have to say...
No.
Even
if he's not a silent now, he has sleeper coming up.
Yeah.
No, but he might have it on his personal
game. And that too.
Mm.
Too much power in one hand.
Yeah.
Your call.
No.
Me?
You think so? Really?
No.
I am.
Your call. All right. Power. You 4. Who do you want to see to have presidency? I can maintain it, and we can just discard cards.
Justin.
Hey.
I'm not going to execute him.
Justin. Think of my command.
Me.
What will happen to the president?
Me.
Yeah.
Me.
How many cards do you have?
D needs to be president.
Here?
Not quorum cards. Okay. Skill cards.
Skill cards.
I don't like any of the candidates, except for myself. I don't think 7. That's going to happen.
Alex, how many cards do you have?
11. So I'm discarding one.
I think that this card is not a bad
thing. I think moving on the presidency title is a good idea.
It might be for a personal rule thing. It might help us to win. So I will, for the 12 colonies, gladly accept the title of president.
How humble.
Yeah. How humble. So,
there are only 8 colonies.
There are some difficulties based upon some of the personal loyalties and such.
I don't think not meeting our personal goals is going to kill us.
We'll lose the game.
It depends what they are.
It depends what
they are. They may or may not affect the game at the end.
They might not have
population, losing population, the one that I got rid of.
Yes, mine was losing morale. Like, who?
So they made... See, the one that's lose fuel.
The fuel thing might be... And
yeah.
The fuel
it
thing,
could be, yeah.
The fuel thing might be dealt only at sleeper phase, too.
So but, like, food is... Hey.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So
I gotta make a decision.
I mean, I vote for losing skill cards.
I accept.
I am totally open. I'm gonna lose one skill card or lose...
No, absolutely do not lose skill cards. Pass the presidency on to somebody else, please.
Or give it to me.
The thing is, I'm starting to trust Paul.
Yeah, give it to him.
And I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Let Tori be the president.
So I don't want
any inspirational speeches.
I think we're good. Pass on.
No, he might be good as well if Baltar said so. So we have...
We
have to assume that Baltar was right assessing our Emerald.
You don't have to.
It's the best character ever. So. I will accept the title of president.
We're back to that shit again.
I think Tori's a fair choice.
I can agree.
As president?
Okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Yes, I will.
Tori.
Tori will be president.
Yay!
Oh. Rock him, L-rock him.
That makes your other power even more useful.
It does.
You can keep drawing cards. And you use Quorum.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm. Okay, these are the open Quorum cards?
Yes, those are the ones that have not been... These are the ones that have been discarded.
Okay.
And so as a result of this... Now, interestingly, do I automatically lose the ability to choose? No, you passed this to me, so I wouldn't get that anyway.
Okay, so we go up one on the jump track.
Up on the jump track, and then...
Raiders.
Seven
for Raider.
Yeah.
Here, all the jumps. So, Cylon attacks. Gets deployed.
Does everything?
Yes.
Everything comes in. Okay, I need to point
we need
out...
to really kill these heavy raiders.
Yeah, we definitely need to do those.
They're both can a viper...
Yep.
Kill.
Maximum firepower.
But there are two heavy raiders now.
So. It's best if we kill them in space, because if we can use maximum firepower, we get three shots, as opposed to the armory where you just get one.
What do we need to kill a heavy raider?
I think it's always an 8.
Always an 8?
I thought it was 7 or 8.
Is it? I forgot.
Let's clarify that, because for my character, it's important to know what number... what number do we need to get to for a viper?
Seven and eight.
Seven or eight?
Okay. And what about in the armory?
Armory is also seven or eight. It says right.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Okay. That's true.
But yeah, you're definitely right. Maximum firepower is the way to go.
Yeah. X-O-me.
Or me.
Either one of the pilots.
Yep. Yep.
In fact, I could do that.
But actually, also, the president might have some brute force authorization also.
That's better. Yeah, but that's inefficient.
You
want to
save that for when they're
two to get rid of.
You want to save that for when they're on board if you can, because you want to kill in space if possible.
Yeah. I'm sure.
And there's an easy. I can do it very easily.
I can.
It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Unmanned fighters are just to shoot the unmanned fighters.
No.
Not on the
firing.
Well,
firing there.
You would activate two unmanned fighters, which is two shots, as opposed to a pilot, which might possibly do maximum firepower for three shots.
Right.
I do two times two shots.
No,
without playing cards.
But which, maybe we do three times three.
So,
or two times
Foster
three
shots. Moves from the press room into the president's office.
Yes, and then I'm XOing Starbuck.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, thank you.
My first action. First of all, since I start in a Viper, I'm going to have three actions this turn.
Awesome.
One of which is a move, which does no use.
That only counts on your own turn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Still get two.
So then, as my first action, I'll use my CAG action to shoot at that heavy raider, which is probably going to miss. Yep. Then I will do a maximum firepower on my heavy raider.
Good heavens.
It's four shots.
Four shots. Get one more.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, it's three shots. And then I will do a maximum firepower on my heavy raider.
There you go.
There you go.
After six shots... Starbot managed to kill an heavy raider.
I could do it with one. Sorry.
Let's see.
There's this one.
The two actions. So, yep.
Okay. Now crisis.
Crisis.
If I get next, I'll be.
And it's okay if we use some cards because I have more cards than I need. Okay, unsettling stories. Current player chooses, and since I am amoral, I have to choose the first one. Okay, so if it passes, there's no effect. If we fail, it's minus one morale, and each player discards one skill card and draws one treachery card. It's 9 for green and yellow.
Green and yellow again?
I can't help it at all. I can't help it at all.
So you give the presidency title to the person that always has to choose the first option?
That's a good point. Interesting.
Actually, that's a good
interesting. Point. Yeah. We did not think about that.
Green and yellow.
Did not consider that particular angle.
Unfortunately.
Well, I didn't think about that either, so.
Maybe we could get some positive blue? Anyone? No?
Don't.
So what is the...
It's 9.
I got nothing.
And green and yellow?
Yes.
Yeah, but I can't do that. But
I can help out significantly.
If people can put cards in.
I can help out significantly.
I have a small amount.
What's on top of the destination deck?
How are we feeling about this check?
That's true. Oh. Cannot lie.
I can't say any.
What's the total? 9?
I have to get rid of a bunch of cards anyway, so...
No, but you have tons of yellow. You have like 6 yellow cards.
We can pass it.
I don't have 6
one
yellow cards.
One fuel, and you roll
probably
die,
have
five
in total.
You gain 2 fuels.
Right. Okay, so, Joe?
Hey, it's always convenient to have fuel.
What's the
number? One. I have one.
It's
card
only one distance,
here.
But it's 2 fuel gain.
Yeah, that's
Kane.
Cilium.
No, it's.
I'm sorry. What is the color?
Green and yellow.
I am neither.
I think, by the way, Carlo, if we manage to get the fuel dial up so that it overflows, we just instantly win.
Do you need help still?
Everyone at the table.
It depends on the destiny deck.
Significant manage to accomplish.
You don't
that
need to put anything
fuel.
Else on. Significant.
How much fuel is that?
Nothing.
Oh, geez.
Well, I have to get rid of a bunch of cards, so...
We might have to review the 7-player thing, but there's not many options that we didn't try yet.
Okay, 4, 5. Oh.
I think the third Cylon would be fine.
That's
I've played four. It with Cylon.
You know, you can always deal an extra Cylon card
I think
in
this is...
At this point.
We beat it by 5.
For me, this is a little too difficult.
But we don't know. There might not be any silence.
No,
on board
but yet. Even there, 3 silence, the silence.
Okay, so the raiders activate.
We made one jump. It's a little too early to say if it's too
they
easy.
Move this
or not.
Way.
I actually like
did these move?
Yes.
I like monsters.
This little one moves here.
At this point.
Does
it go toward the?
It goes this way.
Yes, it goes north.
Oh, it goes north.
Because
we only
always goes toward the.
We've only made one jump. It's a little too early to say if it's too easy.
Is this a discarded one?
Yeah.
And most of Robert's style.
It's Felix Gaydar's turn.
XO.
Felix would like to tell.
Oh, cat.
Cats, huh? Cats.
I like you. Tell cat.
I don't like it.
Did we knock off the wrong one before?
No. Oh, yes, we did.
No.
Oh,
because you're here.
Oh, yes, then we did knock off the wrong one. So I thought I went to the other side.
Felix stays in the hangar deck.
I understood. Yeah. I get it.
Actually, Felix moves to the FTL control. And then XO is
what am I doing? Okay, so she's here. She's going to show how much of a better pilot she is than Starbuck by shooting and killing on one shot. Okay.
What's that? What's the card you're playing?
Her ability is that instead of playing, instead of rolling the die, she can discard a skill card, add that number +2 to
and
the
count that as the die
and
roll.
Count that as the die roll instead.
Oh, nice.
So anywhere we do die rolls, she can be pretty useful.
Very strong.
Yeah. That's why I was interested in trying it.
Okay, that's good.
So cat is not a Cylon. Yeah.
Okay, what else?
That's actually really probably true because those heavy raiders are such death.
Let's see.
That sentences.
Well,
this way, so you're closer. You can get in fast base.
Oh, with the...
they can go two.
They can
spaces,
go two? Okay, so I got to stop. Stop here.
All right,
cool.
The crisis.
Yeah.
Oh, careful. We moved
is that on
is
the...
That
it was on
yeah.
Red
okay.
We have a water shortage for the president to make a decision on.
Oh, great.
And
of course, I always
choose
the first one.
Oh, jeez. Yes. Oh, this is bad. We always choose the first option.
Lose the
this is horrible.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me make sure. Oh, no.
Only on your turn.
This is your turn.
Oh, okay.
That's a little bit better.
Okay, the president discards 2 skill cards, and then the current player discards 3 skill cards. I'm good with that. Yeah, me too.
All right.
As opposed to minus two food, was it?
Minus one food.
Oh, okay.
And then the base stars shoot.
I discard two.
Who?
You discard three.
Base star shoots.
Oh, wait, I just discarded three.
Yeah, they never hit anything. They're aiming for the Pegasus. And it's way the heck back there. There?
Let's see, is this my turn?
No, I think it's
Joe's turn.
Joe's turn. Yeah, Joe's turn.
Does that hit?
Does that hit?
I don't remember.
Am I thinking Carlo? Again.
Five, does that hit?
Yes.
A five hits?
Yes.
Okay, so you can decide whether it's Pegasus or...
We think I hit Pegasus one more time?
Sure.
Two more times. And then
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with hitting Pegasus.
And then both base starts attacking.
As long as the airlock isn't...
Personal goals are not...
Okay. I don't know how the airlock can really be damaged through exterior fire, but it seems like it just makes it more effective.
Right, it makes it easier.
That's right.
It should still be useful, but the skill check's like 2 weeks.
So does anything move up? Nothing. Okay, so
I'll take the Crisis card.
Red two or zero.
Which color?
Things that affect
no, the Crisis card.
I think that got passed on.
Okay.
The wheels,
so I don't see it here.
So, what will we do? This
keeping in mind that only two worlds.
Oh, Escort, of course. That's one thing, but I gotta keep moving, so I gotta move over here.
Only have two of the identical.
Okay, Crisis.
If we manage to reach all.
Oh, you're right. The timing is not quite right. You're right. So I escort it, and then I have to move.
Yeah, Viper can move as an action.
Oh, that's escort.
But when you start in a Viper, don't you get a move and an action?
That's if you're losing, though.
But a Viper can move.
I mean, I know Starbuck gets a move and two actions.
Right.
It gets complicated.
Yeah, it does get tricky.
But I don't think we can actually escort that. Don't
unless you stay here, then you can.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay with doing that.
No, that sends you to the sick bay, doesn't it?
Wasn't
resolved. Oh, right. If I'm in the same spot. Okay. So I got to keep.
You could just move there.
And then just shoot some
stuff. Yeah. That's still protected. They're still not going to. They're still not going to move toward the.
They'll attack
you first. That's fine.
Next turn. You know what?
Do I still get another action? Oh, okay.
So if you have next firepower, that's what I was going to say. Otherwise, you can shoot once.
Yeah, so, alright.
So, obviously, so, I know, I get that. The people yeah, okay. who will have this the two, the ones with the fuel, will be more inclined
question
to
is,
dissolve
is it. Worth it? How about...
Because that's something that just
how
gives...
How far have we fuel jumped? Is the how far in the game are we,
so
anyway?
I said
we have one distance.
I hardly got anywhere. Okay, I'm not going to waste a really good card on this space.
And according to Carlo, the next jump we have is another one.
Distance. Oh,
is that right?
Yes, but what? It's a Tildium planet.
Fuel said eight.
Yeah, but it's a. I did it before. It's a Tildium planet.
Yeah, I got that. But we're at one distance, and fuel's at eight.
It's always nice to have fuel.
Always nice to have fuel, but we're at one distance, and
at the moment, I think there might be one Cylon,
one and a two.
And
I will choose to tell you.
We're doing very well without Cylons at the moment. So as humans, it implores us to spend as much time before the sleeper phase and then try to power through.
Where's your inspirational speech card?
That's why a two is good, because I'm not sure at three. Then
you didn't make me president. You know, I could be dropping two quorum cards a turn.
I
just didn't kill you.
Oh, wait. No, that's my shot. That's my shot. Well, I got rid of this. That's fine. So one's gone.
Okay.
And your crisis is
either. I agree with that, but if you're at one, a two makes more sense because that puts you at three, which means you can then jump to five.
Analyze
or six
enemy fire.
The next turn.
Do we have any raptors destroyed?
No.
Nope.
Oh. Okay. So current player chooses. We either do the skill check, which is a seven in purple and blue.
I will be able to help.
There are a lot of purple. We got a lot of purple in this game.
I can
game.
Help.
Or,
let's see. Oh, that skill check, a fail, is minus one population. It's at nine.
It's at nine personal
right
currently, yeah.
Okay. Or, roll a die. Ooh, I'm good at die rolls. If 4 or lower, minus 1 population, and the current player discards 2 skill cards. So I could actually play a
what
skill
card. What is the pass? No effect?
There's no oh, the pass for the skill check is repair a destroyed viper. But we don't have any... Destroyed vipers.
We do. Yeah. Damage
vipers. Damage, not destroyed.
Oh, no. Destroy raptors.
Yeah. Raptors.
No, yeah. We don't have
We don't have any raptors in it. They're all... They're all four things. So,
So you want to do a die roll?
No, the die roll is...
The die roll is good
for me. I
could
do a strategic planning because we would have used a purple anyway, so...
No, but he, with his ability, he is able to pass this on.
Well, actually, I need...
You discard at least a 3.
I need to discard at least a 3. Not that I don't have one that's greater, but that card's a pretty decent card.
Well, I can do a strategic planning, and then you would have to roll a 2.
That sounds great. Yep, 2 or better. Barely? Okay, so what happens? Nothing
Raiders
happens.
Raiders activate.
Oh, yeah. Raiders activate, and we move up. Awesome. Let's see. Raiders activate.
Shoot
oh,
yourself
they shoot
twice.
Me. Okay. Yeah. Where's the die?
In the middle of the board.
You just roll it.
Yep. Does that miss?
Miss.
Yeah.
Miss.
Yeah, you had to hit on 6, 7, or 8, right?
Miss. Okay.
Okay.
That one moves.
That moves over. Cool. Ooh. I am not ready for yours. Let's see.
That's all right. I'd like 3 green and 2 purple, please.
3 green and 2 purple. Ooh, purple needs to be reshuffled.
Is that the second time purple's been reshuffled?
I think so, actually. We have a lot of... We've been going through a lot of purple.
It's a popular color.
We're pretty light on the yellow this game, though.
Doesn't seem like that. Yeah.
We haven't had many checks with them, but there's a bunch of people who are getting yellow cards, and I can take some in a pinch.
We've had a ton of checks at the start of the game with yellow.
Yellow and green.
Before anyone had gotten any.
Yeah.
Lots of yellow and green, yes.
I'm just waiting for somebody to build the nuke.
All right, I am going in the Admiral's Quarters, and then I'm playing a State of Emergency. Everybody gets an action.
Awesome. Again?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Yes.
It starts with me.
Lose
1 foot, yes.
Okay.
And I'm asking you guys here to trust me and to believe that it is actually a good thing that we are going to throw the President in the brig.
Why?
Yeah. This president?
I actually think that that's a supportable action. I think we need
because?
To do that.
Why?
Because of
it's
personal loyalties associated with the admiral. I think that's necessary.
Oh.
Oh, you need to put me in the brig in order to get your thingy?
Remember how I was saying that saying that Robert is human, and then also saying I could understand why he always was pointed at me as the president.
Okay. So that's making more sense.
Or they could both be Cylons
and they're setting
us up.
All right.
Well,
so
actually,
we'll
know quickly, right?
What
Destiny
is that?
Yeah. Having read the personal rules, I think that they might be right. I've read them before.
So you could be a Cylon saying that to
us. So just for instance, like Robert played Kane, who moved to Emerald Quarters, played State of Emergency.
So everybody will be able to
do... You get the first action, right?
So that's what I'm doing right now.
You're activating Admiral's Quarters.
I'm activating the Admiral's Quarters to throw the President in jail.
Carla?
Okay, I will put in a little chip in the bunker.
Yeah, I'll take it.
We got Destiny in there?
Yeah, it's
always
working.
Destiny will go in there.
Yes,
and what is
this?
What's the...
It is a green or purple 7.
My activation thing is
nothing.
Pointless.
Nothing.
Two here.
Two cards.
Are you for or against it? One card? Are you?
I am supporting the winning party.
I am neither.
Okay. Well, I just want to know if I'm throwing in cards for nothing.
I'm not putting anything in.
I'm four.
I don't want to go to the brig.
So that's probably negative.
Now, if this is your personal goal, you won't be able to actually reveal it until your turn finally comes.
So I have to stay in the brig until he gets into...
It depends what...
Do I have to be in the brig the whole time until he gets there?
That's a good question.
So y'all put me in the brig and then
I can't
get out?
Do you remember how it's worded?
You can activate your... you have to be in there when I get a chance to reveal. Sorry.
So I have to be in there for the whole turn.
That's not a big deal, though.
Which would indicate that he's a Cylon.
I don't know about this. This is kind of
for
a Cylon
iffy.
That's what I mean.
Excuse me.
All right. Well, there we go. I'm worried that some people might have thrown it against me.
Maybe the president?
Well, you know, the president might not want to go into the brig.
The president doesn't want to go to the brig.
No,
0, 1, 2, 3, 4. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Does this do anything right now?
What?
The trust instinct, 0?
Yes.
Okay. Add the top 2 cards from the Destiny deck. 8. 4. 1. 2, 3. So we're only at 3, so there's no way that's succeeding. And we've thrown a heck of a lot of cards in there.
It might have been a good idea to let you put you in the ring for the personal goal thing.
Now you don't know. I'm telling you that I put my complete and utter confidence at this point in time in the Admiral.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
That means one of two things.
I know.
And you know that.
I know.
Cylon.
Actually,
human.
Yeah. There's also the human Cylon.
But I'm looking through it, guys. We're failing it in spite of what was thrown in, not because of what was thrown in.
No. That's not possible. But you could be trying to gain his trust.
That's true, too.
No, we really got really unlucky on the Destiny deck. People were trying to help me here. So, it is no different.
Okay.
That sucks. We're just going to have to try it again.
Okay. So, I will...
Try it again whenever it's...
Well, but anybody will be able to excel you to get you out.
I have to stay in the whole time.
No, they can excel me.
Movement card is instead of moving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can we also actually use it?
I mean, I'm giving everybody plenty of action to do anything that can be done about this.
Okay, so Carlo's action now?
Yep, Carlo, there's...
Bear in mind that you
Carlo
can actually...
will... I cannot say what I'm describing right now because of PG-13. But Carlo is at a pointless place, so we'll just look up at the...
This one? yeah.
You can move it.
You can move it.
Farther away from the hard. I will move it to the cat's place.
Thank you. That was a very wise decision.
Crisis?
No, not yet.
We haven't done the state of emergency yet. Yikes.
No, well,
oh, this is the first. Oh, got it.
So
first,
for the return, I activate the communication, look at the civilian ship, and decided to move it near the CAG.
Unfortunately, we threw away a bunch of cards on my test.
Yep.
Ex-President
Baltar. Okay. As my action, I'm going to draw 2 skill cards of any type.
Okay.
And I want them to be leadership. Both.
Yep.
Please.
Thank you.
Yes.
As my CAG action, I will escort the newly moved civilian ship. And as my action...
The thing is, I want to have the brick thing done before...
I'm going to launch a scout.
So you say you don't...
I think...
Where's the die?
Once we get at two loyalty cards, there's too many people taking advantage of it.
I think it's too...
Is that just good enough?
Easier.
Yep. It's just good enough.
Just good enough.
Having personal... goals.
Keep in mind, we only need one to jump.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's, it is.
Because it evens out the loss of the Cylon player for that team.
Oh, I get that. But I think it's almost too difficult because then you have different tracks of discussion, which it is more chaotic.
No, that's enough time to determine what's going
on. There's enough time to determine it. It's just...
This is getting buried.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, it's clear that Carlo is the Cylon.
Is it this place?
Of course.
I'm not quite sure who the second one is yet.
I don't think we have two.
No, I'm not.
No, we only have one.
I think we only have
okay,
one.
Okay, and I am.
There hasn't been enough damage.
Carlo is clearly a Cylon, because he's not doing anything useful ever.
I'm going
to... And that's a great place for Cylons to
for Galacticus, and I'm going to repair one.
I did what I had to do.
It's passive.
Which one?
It's malicious compliance.
We're good at destroying raiders.
I did.
Okay, yeah. We're plenty of pilots. We're good at that.
Because of that card.
This one here, and then I just...
Well, but that's when you became
a Cylon. Oh, you get two
you
cards.
Keep a low hand of cards.
Yes, I
you
do.
Have I don't have a card.
Give me two green cards.
Two green cards.
Carlo's not a Cylon yet.
There you go.
You don't think so?
I had to start on the sick bay, and I draw only one card.
And you can't tell based on the way he plays, because his early gameplay is the same either way.
Interesting to check the top
list. I can tell by the way he's acting.
Are you in FTL?
My early gameplay is always
he's
in
FTL.
Who is?
Thank you!
That's why I don't look at
jump.
That.
I think we should jump. Jump. You can reroll. You can reroll.
For those who listen, just download it and keep it so at the next Carnage you can use it against me.
We'll see. or I could be wrong. It's possible. Okay, I'm pulling my jump.
Yay!
Well, you need to ride a wrong.
Okay.
It's one of the other. Yeah.
Roll the die.
I can do the reroll, so is this worth a plan?
No.
No.
If you can reroll, yeah, that's true.
Okay, yeah.
Try first time, see what you get.
Yeah, so that's a reroll.
Now this might be worth
it. Does anyone have a strategic? Oh, you're
using... Yeah, I have one. That's why I asked.
Okay.
Okay.
Yay!
I am the one who draws more tactics, and I'm not even able to draw a...
I am drawing two cards.
They're all going to her.
Did I lie?
She's taking them all.
Mr. Gala, activate the FTL, so we did jump, and yes. I will ask the Emerald if I lied when I said that I have a Killian planet. Did I lie, yes or no?
I'm afraid I have to say you did.
I did lie?
No,
he didn't. He really wants to make him a Cylon.
But we are actually not jumping to the Tillian planet, I'm afraid to say. We are jumping straight into a Cylon ambush. We lose one fuel, then place one base star and three raiders in front of Galactica and three civilian ships behind it.
Why?
And then we jump three.
And it triggers
the sleeper phase.
It does.
Oh, we jump three. Okay, well...
It's a jump. That's
so we'll
jump.
Have the super phase, and then you get to do your action, which can be.
Oh, it's a jump of. Oh, it's a jump of three. For one fuel.
He can reveal
one fuel. Okay, so.
So hold on, we got a. Do I take the base star from here?
Yes.
And three raiders in front of Galactica.
Yes.
So the raiders come from here, I would assume.
And I already moved the fuel down.
I got three civilian ships.
Three civilian ships. Okay.
We did just one base star.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We did reach a three distance, so we now have four distance, which trigger the sleeper phase.
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.